Hi, this is Danette Gorman from HelpSyriasKids.org. We are connecting the Hudson community with a Syrian refugee camp in Ketermaya, Lebanon. You're listening to WGXC Acra.
World-renowned composer, improviser, bassist Luke Stort comes to Ulster County Sunday, August 21st to perform at Opus 40 in Saugerties from 5 to 7 p.m. Luke Stort is known for his work as leader of the Exposure Quintet. He's also played with Irreversible Entanglements and others, and is generally regarded as one of the best jazz bass players going today. Turn out Sunday, August 21st to Opus 40 in Saugerties from 5 to 7 p.m. to see Luke Stort perform. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, where you can list your own events by clicking on the Add an Event button.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's how you can's. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is Ginger Radio Hour. I'm Justin Maiman. Welcome. Today, we're always focused on inspirations, and we're going to hear from Catskill artist Mark Swanson, who has an incredible new show. Two shows at once. One is currently at Mass Mocha, the other is at Thomas Cole in Catskill. But the two shows work as one. And the title is A Memorial to Ice at the Dead Deer Disco. And that, my friends, that title will inform the music that we play this hour as well. So, please stay tuned. More from Mark Swanson and more music right here on Ginger Radio Hour.
Makosa. Mama ku, mama sa, mako makosa. Mama ku, mama sa, mako makosa. Mama ku, mama sa, mako makosa. Mama ku, mama sa, mama makosa. Sumanye. Atele. Mosoma, mosoma. Yasama Kosa.
Amuna yeye, amuna yeye, kuma, samakusa. Tanga tanga, umbusa tanga, ne samakusa. Nikaso.
People in the playground, people at sea, people in the sea.
Alabaster de Plume, the song People, What's the Difference? And before that, Manu Dibango with Sol Makossa. That was the opening track here on Ginger Radio Hour. Today we're riding the wave between grief and celebration. That's what music does, right? So let's hear from Yellow and Olivia Newton-John.
Tonight. And now Move your body. rock your body,
move your body, move your body, move your body.
Rock your body, move 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 your body.
Everybody dance, do the loop, clap your hands, clap your hands. Everybody
Arcade Fire, Here Comes the Nighttime 2, and that double album, The Reflectors. Before that, Chic with Everybody Dance, and leading off the set, Marshall Jefferson with Move Your Body. I think I've done some work to set a tone here. So let's get ready for a bunch of selections. For my interview with Mark Swanson, he and I spoke for 90 minutes. We didn't plan to, but we just kept going. And it was really wonderful. Mark Swanson is a Catskill-based artist. He has two new shows, one that just opened at Thomas Cole in Catskill, and the other that opened a couple months ago at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass. The title of the show, as I said earlier, A Memorial to Ice at the Dead Deer Disco. I've seen both the shows. They're quite wonderful. It's full of sculpture and video and photographs and lights. And I'm forgetting everything else. There's so much there. It's really tremendous. It's installation. Oh, man. And when you walk through the Mass Mocha show, especially, there's two large rooms devoted to it, and it certainly sets a tone, which is what I'm trying to do here today. So, let's hear from Mark. He and I got on the phone, or via Zoom, actually, and I happened to be in my backyard because it was a beautiful day, and that spurred him to go outside with his phone, and he wanted to show me. He lives in Catskill, right next to Catskill Creek, and because Catskill Creek is so important to these current shows, and of course the specter of Thomas Cole himself, he wanted to walk me down to the creek. So here's the beginning of our interview, and I'll be right back.
So we live right here, so this is that's the restaurant over there, if you can see.
I can see it.
And then So we live like when you're driving to Walmart and there's the train bridge.
Yeah.
And then there's the big rock.
Yes.
That's in a ton of Thomas Cole's paintings. So like this right hand side, and then I'll actually show you this. I don't want to get too much into chick territory here, but I do have boots on. I'm like, usually I sort of cut a path in here, but we've had such bad flooding the last couple of years. I'm trying to keep this whole part down by the water pretty wild for a few years to let it all, because, you know, the people that lived here before used to really clean this out, and we need the roots here. So you can't really see, but the rocks, there's like these rock outcroppings here that kind of go right into the water. It's high tide right now, so you can't really see, but I'm gonna go up to the top here and put up my hammock.
So while Mark was getting comfortable in his hammock and I was comfortable on my back porch, I got my questions ready. I had so many, but what was wonderful is we just ended up having a long conversation about the Catskills, about Thomas Cole, about all of the research that Mark put into these two shows. And a lot of that drew a parallel between Mark's experience in Catskill, present day, and Thomas Cole's experience in Catskill, just a couple miles away from him. So these two things happened at once. They created an immense body of beautiful work that you can now see for the next couple of months. I'll give you more details about that, of course. But I asked Mark to really define and name what this title of the show meant, A Memorial to Ice at the Dead Deer Disco. And here's what he said.
Hammock.
He didn't say hammock. Here it is.
Like, towards the end of it, I was just laying up, looking at the sky and the view at the top of this, at Codfish Point, actually, and I was thinking just how incredible it was that I grew up in New Hampshire and spent a tons of time in the woods when I was younger, but I never felt like connected like that. I didn't have a car. I was just by myself. And I felt so just spiritually connected and at one with the universe, you know? And then the kind of like specter of climate change came in right away. And I was like, will this all be here? You know, will anybody else ever get this experience? You know, will this, the next generation be able to, there's a train going by, it's not too loud. You know, would this, is this something that, then I started feeling guilty. Like I'm, you know, I buy single use plastics and I'm here enjoying this, you know? And so that kind of conceived the whole show of this memorial to ice. And I'd spent a lot of time up there and I loved all the ice on the rocks and the Catterskill Falls when it gets really icy. And so it was this idea of like, okay, ice is this bellwether canary in the coal mine. We're always talking about how much permafrost is melting, how much, you know, glacier melt we have, the Arctic, the, you know, and even the core samples they take is all ice, you know, to figure out what the temperatures were 10,000 years ago. And so that ice is so permanent, we can literally drill down and get like things from tens of thousands of years ago, you know? And so I had this idea that was sort of like, I make this memorial, this, I came up with the term future nostalgia. And, I was like, okay, so this kind of memorial where things, these kind of deconstructed diorama things where it's all in like covered in ice. So this idea that like, if we could just keep everything frozen, you know, some like metaphorically it would be, but sort of making a memorial to think like, okay, this is what might be, you know, how do you memorialize something that hasn't really happened yet, you know? And then Dua Lipa's album came out with Future Nostalgia. And I thought, well, maybe it won't be a very big album. And then it turned out to be the biggest album ever. So I changed it to Living in the Ruins of the Future, which I thought was actually really good for Thomas Cole because he painted ruins a lot. He loved them. And that was really popular at that time. But just he was kind of always in this gloom because he was living in this, you know, bad place in the future. So when I was coming back, I was writing up the proposal and I realized I had this very nagging deja vu kind of feeling. And I was like that I had this feeling before. And then I realized the two places I was the most like spiritually connected was in the woods then and being up here. And when I was just moved out of New Hampshire, newly out of the closet and started going to nightclubs. And there was these whole worlds onto themselves that like, queer people ran and everybody, you know, it was open to everybody and they were incredibly diverse. And I felt so spiritually connected there. Like I had finally found a place where I could be like, you know, I tried everything when I was younger. I was like a skater kid and a punk rock kid, and, you know, post-punk and all this stuff. And like nothing fit like the nightclubs, you know, even though I loved like indie music and stuff, but it was like this perfect world for me. And, but it was kind of very similar at that time because it was the height of the AIDS crisis. So it was like, this world is incredible, but will it just die, you know? And literally you would be like, you know, I would sort of look at someone and think, maybe I should go talk to them. And then, you know, literally think, but will I die, you know, if I enter, you know? So it's hard to remember really what it was like, but I remember one of the first times I went to one of these nightclubs, I got handed a flyer from the Gay Men's Health Crisis, and it said, because they really didn't know, this was 1987, it said that the only known form of safe sex was dry kissing with no tongue and mutual masturbation with gloves. So it was kind of like, you know, fresh out of the closet and into the city from New Hampshire, and that's the like, you know, so that's when I started thinking, okay, that's the Dead Deer. Then I was like, should I call the show the Dead Deer Disco and make it a combination of these two things or Memorial to Ice? So then I just decided it should be Memorial to Ice at the Dead Deer Disco.
So So Mark and I continued to talk, and we talked very specifically about both shows. The show at Thomas Cole, which Mark actually installed his own pieces as part of the show in the Thomas Cole National Historic House, right? So Thomas Cole, the painter's house, which is still there. You should go see it. Because all of a sudden, it's not just Thomas Cole and his family's stuff and paintings and more. It's now Mark Swanson's art as well, and they fit seamlessly. And in fact, it improves the house, I think. It's really wonderful. So check that out. We then continued to talk about the Mass Mocha show. And this is when we started to play off of the themes that Mark was talking about here. The climate crisis, the AIDS crisis. And we started talking about grief. And let me play you that clip.
The Mass Mocha show is really meant to evoke a cemetery. Like, that's why it's kind of very densely put together, and things are, I kind of did naturally kind of did things in this kind of vertical like thing with a small footprint, because it felt, and like I really was thinking of that big one that I called Deer Mountain. I was thinking of those mausoleum spaces that are built like into the hills, because I've always spent since we've been up here, I love rural cemeteries, and the Catskill one is technically a rural cemetery, but the Albany and Troy rural cemeteries, they're huge. They're 100, like I think the Albany one's like 500 acres, and it's incredible. And it's in very bad disrepair, but it had like three creeks running through it, and like it's so beautiful. It had these walking trails through the woods and bridges over these creeks in the woods. Most of them are walking, but it's so beautiful. And but I've always been kind of not obsessed, but very interested in rural cemeteries.
You know, there's a lot of like celebratory grief happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the exact phrase, but well, that's the phrase I'm going to use anyway. So both a feeling of like definitely of mourning, but also there's some celebration there too.
I think what I was trying to do was sort of invoke the idea that like, if I could stay in the moment, both in the nightclubs or up in the mountains, like we can really enjoy it, you know? And then I think it's like the show isn't like a call to arms about climate change. Like I would love it if it happened, but I doubt a politician's going to wander in there and then introduce a bunch of new climate legislation. You know, like I think for me, it was more of like trying to create a spiritual and emotional space where you would deal with these things, which I think graveyards are, you know, that's a different, and we don't really get much of that right now. We get, you know, a lot of facts and a lot of science. Mostly what we get, I think, which people don't even realize, is economics. It's all about like what people are willing to do that won't harm economies, you know, and it's just devastating. And when I started, you know, you barely have to scratch the surface into climate research to know how really bad all of it is. And sustainability is actually just as bad. We're not really talking about, like, there's water and sand shortages all over the world, you know, and it's like, and, but anyway, when I would start to talk to people about it, especially if they had kids, I would say there was a limit of like about 3 minutes where people would just go, oh no, I can't. I can't, it's too much. And I was reading Tim Morton, and he has this term from his book, Dark Ecology, about hyperobjects, these things that are, talks about climate change being kind of the ultimate hyperobject, like it's too big for people to wrap their heads around. And AIDS, I think, was similar, but within a certain communities, but climate, I mean, obviously COVID coming in between, like people, it was really overwhelming. And then the whole country got to see what it was like to have a president pretending it didn't exist, you know, but simultaneously putting billions of dollars into a cure vaccine, which did not happen in the 80s. But so I think you're kind of that, that's this idea of the sort of like living in our future. I mean, I can do that anyway, you know, like about anything. And so I think what it was, it's this idea that if we can, like, I think with most traumatic events in people's lives, like, you have to deal with it by having common experiences with other people and talking about it and working through it. You can't just be like, oh, I can't even talk about that. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't work. And so started seeing this collective, like, sort of trauma around, like, what's happening with the climate, but then this idea that, like, and I think that's why people hook into something so, like, quickly, like straws or something like that. Like, they're really willing, but it's like that comes in a very small little piece.
Mark Swanson talking about his show, A Memorial to Ice at the Dead Deer Disco. You can see it at Mass MoCA in North Adams, Mass, through the end of 2022. You can see it at the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill through November 27th. And in fact, this Saturday, you can go there at 2 and meet Mark Swanson. There's a big book release party, and you can see the work. Before I leave Swanson, I want to play one more short clip. Clearly, based on this title, there's a lot of deer involved in the show. Not live deer. So I asked Mark to talk about one of my favorite pieces, which evokes both dead deer and a disco. And so he talked about this piece, and I want to play that quickly.
Put up just 6 or 7 in my studio with a couple of spotlights, and I put it up spinning, like sort of thinking of a disco ball, and I was just trying to get light on them so they would sparkle more. And then I realized I got these round spotlight things and how effective that could look. And I couldn't believe it. I was like dumbstruck because I had to go back at night, you know, late at night to see how the lights would work from during the day of setting it up. And I was like, oh, that works. Like, you know, like, cause it's like, the big challenge was like, how do you conflate like a graveyard and climate change and a disco? You know, it's like, it's literally like, I would ask these guys that were older than me, you know, that were around when the discos really started taking off. And I'd be like, you know, it was so much a part of the like gay liberation at that time. And I always said, what was it like? And they would just be like, it was a celebration, you know? And so there is that kind of memorial that's a celebration of life, you know? And so I was thinking of that. And that's where I think some of the, when I first started using the framed photos. But that idea that you could, I was so excited that I could make something that really clearly referenced like a disco ball, but also feel really melancholy. You know, there's something about antlers, even though they fall off. And I think there's something, like, I think part of the reason antlers are so popular and have been is there's something really like weirdly melancholy about them.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Ginger Radio Hour with me, Justin Maiman, here live from the ICRA studio on WJXC 90.7 FM. I want to say thank you to Mark Swanson for a delightful conversation. Go see both the shows. There'll be more info about him and Thomas Cole and Mass Mocha and the music I played today on my Tumblr for Ginger Radio Hour. You can also always check out justinmaiman.com for the newsletter. You, of course, just heard Depeche Mode, and we're going to end today with Bjork and Future Forever.